Praise God. You know, this is a season that has a lot of stress in it, if we let it. I mean, here we are, second Sunday in December, and the Christmas season is in full swing. I mean, you know, people are out buying gifts, and Christmas trees are going up, and lights are going up. As you drive down the street, there's lights everywhere. But you know, one of the songs, you know, of the Christmas songs, it says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. But is it really to everyone? Is it a happy time? The truth is that Christmas sometimes can be filled with joy and sadness. And, you know, people have different reactions at Christmas time. Some people love it, some people don't. Some people dread Christmas. I know the five grandsons, they look forward to Christmas Eve, the 24th, because Nana fixes chicken and dumplings. That's been our tradition. She fixes an 18-quart roaster full of chicken and dumplings, and those five boys, me and Don and Craig, we do a pretty good job of polishing. And Lynette and Denise help us. But that's one of our Christmas traditions. And it's a joyful time. The family's together. But the holiday season can be a stressful time too. Now, one poll was taken and about stress. And it said 69% of the people that they took the poll on, they were stressed over having lack of time. Another survey said that 69% of the people were stressed because of lack of money. And another survey on stress said that 51% are stressed about the pressures to give gifts. Well, you know, as we look at it, it is a happy time. It can be a sad time. But we read, at this time of the year, we're always reading Luke and Matthew's accounts of the birth of Jesus. But I want to take a look at these scriptures today in a little different light and look at some things that you probably hadn't realized or noticed. Now, first of all, I'm going to read Luke 1, 26 through 37, then Matthew 18 through 24, and then Luke 2, 1 through 7. So as we start out here in Luke 1, 26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I'm the Lord's servant. May everything you've said about me come true. And then the angel left her. Now I go over to Matthew 1:18. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he started to decide to break off the engagement quietly. As he considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. That was Isaiah. Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That's the prophecy. When Joseph woke, he said, as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary his wife. Now Luke 2:1. At the time the Roman Emperor Augustus declared that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of the King David, he had to go to Bethlehem, Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. So she gave birth to her firstborn, and she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Now we read these, and everybody, how many of you, you've read those time and time again? You've heard them read or read them yourself, and we see this as the most beautiful and peaceful and wonderful story. But let's take another look at this first Christmas here. I don't think it was so peaceful and so angels showed up and scared people, and they had to say, don't be afraid. Mary became pregnant and she was a virgin. Now Joseph here, he's wrestling with the idea of what to do about this situation. And then now it's a census time came and tax time. And Mary and Joseph had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, a trip of about 80 miles, I think, at a time when the baby was due. And then when they got there, they found it everything hunky-dory, you know. There was a place all prepared for them to stay. No, all the motels were full. And now they wound up spending the night in a stable. You know, you probably never looked at that before, but it's something to think about. All of a sudden, this story takes on a different look, right? There's some turmoil here. There's not so much peace. You know, talk about problems and have an opportunity to be stressed out. I think we saw several reasons in the Word as we read this wonderful story that there's some good reasons for stress. You know, when we all come back and look at this and think about it a minute, we all have to deal with the Christmas season. How we deal with it is the question. And I want to encourage us to center our Christmas season around Jesus and realize that with Him, because of Him, we can have a wonderful Christmas. Leaving Christ out of Christmas will cause you to become troubled and stressed. Romans 3:17, Paul said this about people who didn't know Christ. They don't know where to find peace. You know, when people don't have God in their life, It's very difficult to handle the changes that life throws at you. It's very difficult to find peace. But what is really, really sad is that Christians that know peace, they don't act like it. And they get stressed out. Think about what it would be like if you had no help from God in a stressful situation. As we looked at these scriptures, we saw that there was opportunity for stress. But you notice that they listened to what the word of the Lord had to say to them, and it changed everything. With Mary, it changed everything. With Elizabeth, it changed. With Joseph, it changed everything. With the shepherds, and we didn't read about that, but the shepherds on the hill, the angel scared them, and they had to say, don't be afraid. But when they listened to the word of the Lord, it changed everything. See, without Christ, we're limited in our knowledge, our understanding, our strength, our ability, our time, everything. And what's even worse sometimes, during some of our stressful times and these situations, we live as if he wasn't there. And we become more stressed out. You know, you can choose to be stressful, or you can choose to be happy and peaceful because you know what the word of God has said. See, they chose to believe what the angel came and told them, that the Lord, that God was sending them this message. He sends us his messages through the word of God. And as we believe that, remember Mary said, as you have said, let it be, would be the way we would say it. You see, when we began to look to God, he can open doors that nobody else can open. He can make a way where there is no way. So don't get stressed out. Just believe him. He said, if it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. Hello. You know, I say that sometimes. I'm trying to wake you up, and I was overseas preaching, and I said hello, and they said hi. Sometimes we need to watch what we say. I do that to try to, hey, listen, get, you know, on Wednesday night I preached a sermon pays to pay attention. You know, we need to pay attention to what the word of God says and focus on the peace that came at Christmas rather than all those things that come in on top of us that can make us stressful. You know, lady, if all the family is coming in for Christmas dinner and the ladies can get stressed out over having to get everything ready and get the table ready and get all the dishes ready and get all the food prepared, it can become a stressful time. But we need to focus on and keep our frame of mind on what the season is all about and not about what's going on. You know, don't focus on all of the problems during the Christmas season and the hectic time, but focus on what Christ did because he came and was born in that stable, in that manger. Jesus himself is the one that brings peace. Keep our focus on the child that was born, Jesus. And it said that he came and it would be God with us. His name would be called Emmanuel, God with us. See, you got to remember God's with you all the time because he was born in a manger, in a stable, in Bethlehem. See, in John 14:27, it says, I'm leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Here he said, he's given us peace beyond what you could even think about, beyond anything in the world. He is bringing you a supernatural peace in spite of all the stress and the challenges. And I want you to notice, he said, don't be troubled or afraid. Don't be afraid you can't get it done. Don't be troubled about it. Just say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's why he came. See, in the world, you can be certain that you'll have an opportunity to be troubled and afraid. Circumstances and situations will come. Feelings of fear will come. If you constantly focus on all that stuff, you are going to be troubled. And fear will rule you. But you don't have to be troubled. You don't have to be afraid of anything. God said, focus on him instead of on your stress and your situation. See, if you find yourself starting to lean that direction, just start remembering God's word, what he said, and it'll give you peace. John 16:33 says, I've told you all this. He told him some stuff. So that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I've overcome the world. He's telling us we're going to have this, but if we will look to him and let him lead us, and guide us, and direct us, we can have peace. Then the psalmist went on to say, those who love your instruction have great peace and do not stumble. You know, reading the word of God will bring you peace in the middle of your trouble. You know, your stress, your trouble may be all around you, but keep reading the word of God and you can keep the storm from being in you. There's one thing for the storm to be around you, is another thing for the storm to be in you. You let the storm and you let all the situations that's coming in get in you, you will be stressful. You can say, hey, God's already told you, they're going to be troubles, they're going to be trials. But he said, don't be afraid, I bring you peace. He said, and you know, over there where he said that God would, Emmanuel, God with us, he also said that he would be the Prince of Peace. Our counselor, our helper. Hello, come on now. I'm going to tell you something. You can have peace of mind in spite of the stress. If you want a title for all this, I didn't even start, I should have started. Have a stress-free Christmas. I'm telling you how to have a stress-free Christmas. Let the peace of God rule your life through the word. Yeah, see, Jesus came to the world to calm the storm. And you can read about it in Matthew 8:23. You know, he was on a boat and they started to cross the lake and he told them, said, let's go to the other side. He went back in the back, laid down, went to sleep. Storm came, you know, and the disciples got afraid, said, oh, we're going to drown. Save us. He got up and told the waves to be still. And you see, they forgot who they had on board. They forgot that the Prince of Peace that came was on board with them. Here we see Jesus calming a literal storm, but you probably don't need a literal storm calm. Sometimes we do when the tornadoes come around. We need that, and I speak to it. But we have different kinds of storms. Doubt, fear, financial lack, physical, family situations, all that kind of stuff. But I want you to tell you something. He can help you in whatever kind of storm you're facing. You can have peace right in the middle of the storm. I don't care how sad you are. You can be glad because Jesus came to take away your sadness and give you joy. You know, what did the disciples do? They went and said, don't you care that we are about to perish? He's ever caring. He's always willing to help those that will call out to him. He doesn't come and kick your door down like the devil does. He waits for you to give him an invitation to come in. That's why you need to always remember, Jesus, come in. You take control. You bring your peace and come on in. And although I'm in the middle of the storm, I got you with me, so I got peace. Hello. Speak to the stress of what you have going, or what you're going through, maybe I should say. Instead of talking about, oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? Begin to say, I'm well able to do this because the Prince of Peace is with me. If you have lack of finances, don't say, oh, what am I going to do? Begin to say, my God supplies all of my needs. It will begin to take your stress away. Speak to the storms of doubt and fear by saying, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. There's no opposition, no storm or challenge that my God hasn't taken care of. No weapon formed against me can prosper. See, speak to the thoughts of confusion. Speak to chaos and say, peace be still in Jesus' name. Because we have the authority to use the name of Jesus, and he is peace. He said, I give you peace, I leave it with you. A peace that nobody can understand. See, Christ came to be with you and to be the Prince of Peace, to be Emmanuel, God with you. He didn't come to become an icon that's hanging on the wall. That's all he is to some people. Hey, to me, he lives inside of me. I've been reborn by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can have peace in the middle of whatever's going on. Let me tell you something. He's not lying in a manger. That's where he started. He's not still hanging on the cross. That's where he went to give redemption to mankind. He's still not laying in the tomb. The tomb is empty. And he has been arose, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. It's what the Bible says. And because that he came as a babe in a manger, he died on a cross, he rose again, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. And because of that, I can overcome all the challenges. I can have a stress-free life. My troubles are turned into gladness. My joy, my sadness is turned into joy. I can depend upon Christ to help me through any and every situation, and I will come out on top on the other side. I can boldly speak the word of God and say, I will have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas season, and I will be stress-free. I will have a stress-free Christmas season. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of what I said today? I simply wanted just to talk to you for a few minutes and remind you, you do not have to get involved with stress no matter what's going on, because the Prince of Peace has come at this time of year so that you can live stress-free. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. As stress comes in, Father, let the word of God come out of our mouth and overcome every obstacle and every problem. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.